Okay, back into the next season of the Bundesliga with, don't mention the football. We're back after a bit of a break. We've all just been sort of sitting around doing nothing really over the summer. personally, I've been over to Norway and been to a few concerts and festivals and things. But now to the serious stuff of the Bundesliga. And Hertha are back. They played in a Pokal match and also against some sort of strange team from Bavaria, I think. So here we go again. Tonight we've got with us from the glorious Canada, Patrick.
Yes. Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm back. For now, anyway.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be back. I'm still in Canada, like you mentioned, but I'll be in Berlin at the start of September, and I will be able to be at the Olympiastadion for the game against Paderborn on September 21st. And I'm very much looking forward to that. So, yeah. Hi, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the summer. And, yeah, that's it.
Yes. I think both of us will be there for the Paderborn game. But we've got a few things to talk about before that, in that we've had this game up against Bayern. Which was interesting to watch, I think it's probably fair to say.
Bayern, also known as the Cockroaches, of course. my favorite nickname for my least favorite team.
Yes, the Red Ants, I think.
Yes. that's being way too nice to ants, actually.
Yes. Ants are quite nice, really, in comparison.
Yes. I think I would rather deal with ants than with Bayern fans.
Mm.
But that's another thing, another story.
Yes. It's not nice seeing the Olympiastadion sort of filled with these sort of red creatures. It's really quite distasteful, but that's just me. I don't want to be sort of biased too much. Well, I do, actually.
Fortunately, it's only once a year.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's not that nice when it goes all yellow either, but I can cope with that slightly better, I think, when it goes all yellow.
You can call me a heretic or an idiot or whatever you want, but I've never had that much of a problem with Dortmund fans, to be honest. Maybe I've been lucky, but that's something for another conversation, like in person, when we don't have to deal with like lagging with the Skype and stuff like that.
Yeah, perhaps, but so.
We'll see.
Yeah, I've not got a big problem with Dortmund either, really, to be honest. But, yeah.
We might be the exception.
Possibly, yes. Yeah. But, hey, you know, there you go. Yeah. Right then, so it's been a little while over the summer breaks. We've done sort of various other things and what have you. But it was really quite glorious in the last weekend to see Hertha go away to Bayern and see what the new team under the new coach could actually do with that team. And it would appear they could do sort of quite good things, really, if you can go against the Bundesliga champions and sort of come back with what appeared to be pretty, in terms of goals at least, an even match in terms of sort of 2-2.
Yeah.
That's no bad thing.
No, I would say that's I think it's a moral victory, actually. It was a really nice first impression for the new coach.
Mm.
And as you said,
the two coaches actually appeared to be sort of, you know, quite good together. They seemed to be quite sort of friendly.
Yeah, that's true.
I looked at the the sort of German highlights and things this evening before we spoke, and one of the things that they said there about the best of friends kind of things, both got Croatian sort of backgrounds.
Yes, and I believe. I would need to look it up, but I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they played together at some point. I think they're the same age or close to it.
I'm not sure. I think our guy he's a Berliner, but I think they both have Croatian background, but I'm not sure about all that. But they seem to be quite pally looking after the game, looking at them after the game afterwards. So
I agree.
Which is quite nice to see, once the competition's over, they were all sort of all pretty chill.
That's true.
Hmm.
Actually, I knew that, but I forgot about it. Actually, the current coach of Bayern used to play for Hertha. I forgot about that.
Mm. Sound fellow, I say. Can't be all bad then.
Played from 92 to 96 and 2001 to 2003. No, sorry, 2003 to 2006.
Hmm.
So that's 7 years total. Huh. How about that?
That's a big chunk. Hmm.
And Kovic was with the Hertha BSC 2 from 2003 to 2010. So they were in the Hertha organization together for
7 years. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's cool.
Mm. It's all good stuff. Quite like that kind of thing, really. Sort of connection between clubs and connection between players.
It makes you realize that, it's not, we are done with, in a few cases, it's true that some rivalries can be taken to ridiculous extremes. We were definitely guilty of that here in Quebec. But I will not bore you with the war stories.
There's all sorts of sort of stuff about football and supporting certain teams and what have you, and not others, and club rivalry. My view, for what it's worth, is that I'll support my club, which, as it turns out, fairly obviously is Hertha. But that's not to put down any other club, including other clubs in Berlin. That's my view, for what it's worth. Union, if they can do well in the Bundesliga, then good on them, I say. Don't have any problem with that at all. I don't like to get antagonistic, with the possible exception of Bayern. I don't want to get too antagonistic about any other club, really. I just want to support my club, and if somebody else does well, then good on them, I say. Fine. I'm not against, about putting anybody else down. I just want to, support my people, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. Unfortunately, I'm being Captain Obvious here, but unfortunately, a lot goes behind a club, like, for example, it is said that, Union Berlin is more like Köpenick's team, pretty much, and there is a difference of you know, an entire cultural difference between West Berlin and East Berlin still. And sometimes...
Didn't used to be that way, though, did it?
I'm sorry?
It didn't used to be that way. The two clubs used to be combined back in the days of the wall and what have you. The two clubs were sort of joined together. People over in the East used to support the people over in the West. I'm not quite sure where this sort of Union Hertha kind of thing has really sort of come from. It didn't used to be the case way back in time.
Probably, I would guess that Hertha became the team like more successful team or maybe richer team, and then maybe there were some, I don't know, there was some resentment because of it. You know, Hertha became the team of the tourists, you know, or some.
It's two different sorts of tourists, though, isn't there? There's the tourists that will just come as tourists, and there's the sort of hipster tourists that will come because they want to go to a club that's considered to be more sort of that sort of way.
That's true.
There are two ways of looking at that. So,
you know. But
if you've got the right sort of beard, then perhaps you can go.
I don't have one, but you have a good one going right now. But I'm looking for. I mean, I'm curious to see how the next derby will go between.
Looking forward to that. The last one that I went to, obviously, we were both in the Zweite Liga at that time. There were flares and all sorts. It was quite interesting. But the chances of getting away tickets are probably pretty slim.
Alte Försterei would be. I mean, forget about it.
The
Stadion is going to be packed for sure.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. And rightly so, too. And rightly so. Yes. I mean, it's, you know, the Alte Försterei is a small stadium and things, and there's a lot of season ticket holders and things there as well. So, good on them.
Do you think they will stay up this season?
It's going to be a struggle, isn't it, I think, really?
They got their asses kicked by
yeah. Yeah. Which was disappointing, because... Like everybody would have hoped that they would have done something different, but it wasn't going to happen. It is going to be hard. It's hard for any club coming up from a lower league like that, going up into the top league, to actually survive. Do I think they're going to get there? No, probably.
I agree.
My gut feeling.
I think in England it's about 40% of the promoted teams that go back down the following season.
Mm.
So I don't know how much. I don't know if it's the same or for the Bundesliga, but
it's going to be hard, isn't it? Yeah, really,
really difficult. But I hope they enjoy their time here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's good for Berlin to have two teams up in the top tier like that. It's great for the city. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
But whether it's going to stay like that, I don't know. I don't know. But good on them for actually sort of getting there. Because I think was it this season that they lost Simon Terodde that went over to Cologne? Was it that this season? Because he scored a lot of goals for them before in the past.
Yes. Let me look it up.
Because I think he sort of scored for Cologne against Wolfsburg in the last game.
Yes,
he did. So if that's a sort of, like a good striker for them, to lose them and go on up into the upper league is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I agree.
Much as I would like a Berlin team to do well.
Oh wow! Okay, no, actually, he was gone. He had been gone for a few years.
Oh, had he?
Yeah, he was with Union.
It's my old age. It goes with the grey hairs.
He was with Union from 2012 to 2014.
Oh, 14? Oh my God!
Yeah. Then in Bochum until 2016. Then 1 year in Stuttgart. And then moved on to Köln in 2018. So that will be his second season.
Gentle listener, totally disregard anything I say.
Well, you know what DMTF stands for, right? Dismiss many true facts.
Yes. Facts? This is a post-fact society. What can we say?
Yeah, and by the way, I think I forgot to mention that last time I talked to you. Do you remember when we recorded the podcast at your apartment? I mentioned during the podcast, okay, if one of you listeners have any good ideas about what DMTF might stand for, you know, send me a DM on Twitter or whatever.
Yes.
Do you know how many replies I got? Zero.
Zero. Oh, that's disappointing. Disappointing.
We are screaming into the wind like crazy.
And there is my thinking that all those listeners were not just Veronica, my wife. She listened to it on repeat.
Can't win them all.
No, you can't. Or even some. Oh dear. Right. Where does that leave us?
Good question. I mean, we can might as well dive into a couple of questions. I wanted to keep those questions for later in the season, but if you want, we can cover them now or we can wait. It's up to you.
Should we start off with the most harrowing Bundesliga match day experience?
Yeah, sure.
There's so many.
Really? Yeah. That you walk out of there. And you go, oh shit, that was intense. That happens so often.
Well, if I was put to the spot with no time to think about it, which is the case, I think probably when we were in the Zweite Liga, and we had to play Union Berlin.
Okay.
As I remember it, perhaps it was in a drunken stupor, which is more than likely. We were 2-0 down and we managed to claw it back to 2-2.
Okay.
That was quite harrowing because you thought, oh my God, this just can't happen. You know, like one goal and then another goal. That's the way I remember it anyway. Whether there's any sort of reality to that, I can't justify that with any stats or anything at all whatsoever, but that's just the way I remember it. That was quite harrowing. But
maybe the game ended 0-0, who knows?
But to come away, you know, to come away with like 2-2, it's one of those kind of things where you were a draw almost sounds like a, or not sounds, but it feels like a victory.
Definitely.
But it at the time it was quite a harrowing experience. Probably one of the best feelings I think was against, oh gosh, who was that against? We had 6-1, I think it was first game of the season.
I think I was at that game, actually. It was against...
Was it Hoffenheim or somebody?
I think it was either Frankfurt or Stuttgart.
Perhaps it was Frankfurt. Frankfurt sounds more likely.
I could look it up.
No, it doesn't really matter. That was amazing. Just to sit there and think, goal. And really, but it came to the end, it was just amazing.
Yes,
Very unHerter-esque.
Definitely. A couple seconds of Google, I think that's the right one. It's August the 10th, 2013, 6-1 against Frankfurt.
That was blimmin' awesome. I love that one.
Oh yeah. I remember. I was like, party time from the 25th minute onwards. Mm. It was awesome.
Hmm.
Which is rarely the case with the
The funny thing is, it's not necessarily the games where things have done, are sort of gone really well that have been the best. I mean, some of the best games that I've been to, in some ways, the game in Bilbao, in the Europa Cup, just not because of the result, because the result was whatever, but it was the atmosphere and then the camaraderie of the people that were there. Perhaps that's just me, I don't know, but it seemed pretty cool to me.
I know someone else who was at that game, and apparently it was nice. Unfortunately, I was not there, but except for the result, it seemed to have been a good time.
Yeah, I've known some people that have had various things pinched and what have you in Bilbao, but hey, these things happen in any city, I suppose. But yeah, it was a great atmosphere, and we enjoyed it tremendously. So
I would say that my most harrowing experience was it was just a weird few moments. It was after the game, actually. It didn't even happen on the pitch, but I forgot which game it was. I think it must have been the last game of the season or something. And there was a teenage girl, I suppose, with a big sign saying "Alagui, Sammy Alagui."
Yes.
And Alagui, like the nice guy that he is, he did. He took his shirt off and threw it to her. And some other guys, reached in and stole the shirt from her. And I was close to the action, actually. It was pretty much not right in front of me, but I was really close to it. And the guy was surrounded by 10 or maybe more enormous dudes.
Mm.
And I was not, you were probably there, I guess.
I think you've described this before in the past. I think you have. No, go for it.
I was like, oh my God, this guy is going to get beaten into a coma, coma right in front of my eyes. And it was like, I suppose one of the big guys must have told him, either you keep the shirt or you keep your teeth or something.
Something like that, yes.
The guy came to his senses and gave the shirt back.
As you would.
Oh my God, yeah. I was like, during those few seconds, I would have bet good money that, that guy is going to get his ass beaten down. And fortunately, didn't happen. But that was really intense in a weird way. And I would say, at the other end of the spectrum, I'd say that the 2-1 victory against Bayern on Valentine's Day 2009, that was the best feeling.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anytime beating Bayern is a good day.
That was maybe not very romantic.
In my best Klingon, today is a good day to die.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe not a very romantic Valentine's Day, but still, Valentine's Day.
No, perhaps not the most romantic, but hey, yeah.
Doesn't matter, it works. It works still. All right. So, yeah, dear listener or listeners, if you have any, you know, memorable experience during Bundesliga match days, hit us up. And what's the Twitter handle?
It's DMTF podcast. I think we're at
DMTF podcast on Twitter. And what's DMTF?
Don't mention the football.
Yeah, no, no. But there is a DMTF.
Twitter is always something else, isn't there? So it's
completely unrelated. So you can ignore them. Yes, Econet 1892. Yes, confirmed. And actually, Econet Wireless is now Econet Zimbabwe on Twitter.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they got...
To be fair, since I changed it, I've not been pestered by people complaining about their wireless connection.
That's good.
That's good for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a nightmare.
I can imagine. And like, you know, I guess the first few moments or the first few times you can, you know, have a laugh about it and maybe, you know...
It happened a lot.
Give them fake support tips or something. But I guess after
things like 100 requests, your wireless connection is shit. I don't care. Yeah. I could send messages like that, but no.
Your wireless connection is shit. Move to another country.
Move to another company, anyway. But no, yes. I didn't. I'm good like that, you know. I'll just go with the flow.
Just being helpful.
And I think that's probably more or less it in a rambling kind of way.
That's all right. I mean, we just like, I guess, just like a few of the Bundesliga players, we are getting warmed up and we will get better as the season goes along.
I really kind of hope so. Yeah. I think it's probably worth pointing out, gentle listener, that I'm in the UK at the moment and Patrick is sunning himself in Canada at the moment.
You know, we are doing what we can. We're doing what we can.
And I'm improvising with iPads and snowballs and everything else that I've got available for me at the moment. But
grizzly bears and pure vodka.
Yes. In my case, a tweet will appear later on, but with Talisker single malt Scotch whiskey.
Nice.
we're getting there.
The sound quality will... I don't know how the final result will be. I'm not worried, but I know for a fact that the sound quality will be better.
It'll be a little bit dodgy, gentle listener, but you know, bear with us there.
That's all right. We thank you for your patience, and hang in there.
hang in there, guys, and we'll be back as soon as we can.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.